Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And as I said earlier, I'm broadcasting from Birmingham, Alabama. On the road today. Going to speak to a group of folks down here later today. In the meantime, we got a show to do, and we're going to be talking to Janet Christie. Janet is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of a number of books, and she's here to talk to us about networking. Janet Christie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you back, as always. So, Janet, what are you seeing out there in the marketplace these days? Are you seeing people? Are people starting to come out of their caves? Are they starting to get out there and move around a little bit and are they acting like we're getting back to some kind of a decent normal, not just a new normal?
I do think that there's a lot more, and I don't even want to say hope. Action's probably a better word for it, like you were saying. But I see some organizations that I think had sort of given up on getting members, but now they're out there beating the bushes. I got a call yesterday from an organization I had been a member of 5 years ago, and they called to see if I wanted to join up again. So they are starting, the organizations are starting to seek members because apparently they think the members have some money now.
Do you think that some of the organizations, the chambers or whoever it might be, had gotten to the point where they thought it just wasn't worth the effort and the energy?
I do think that. I also think that they had laid off a lot of their salespeople. Now, I'm not sure if this is an indicator that they're hiring them back, or if they just think that people might have money for memberships, or they may smell desperation in the potential members. So they may think that people are looking for opportunities because the businesses have more hope and are trying to be a little more proactive.
Right. Well, what about the people, though? What about the peeps out there? What are you seeing from them?
About the peeps? Is that what you said?
Yeah. What about the regular folks out there? Regular business people? Are they looking around? Are they realizing that it's time to come out of the cave and the recession is officially over? It may not seem like it to everybody, but it's over. It's time to quit using the economy as an excuse. What are you seeing any of that?
I am seeing that. As a matter of fact, I'm seeing people trying to find new ways to do things, and that may mean going after a certification as a woman or a small business or a minority-owned business. It may mean looking at selling to government when you haven't done that before. One of the things I hope they're looking at, and I'm seeing a little glimmer of this, is that they're looking at opportunities to be subcontractors instead of going after the big contract because they can't get the big contract or can't get the large manufacturing organization. But what concerns me is that when people start to come out of their shells and cages and offices again, they might be susceptible to people who are saying, I have the answer to everything because I can give you access to thousands of people. I get two or three emails a day from companies that say, we've got the distribution list you need, although they don't know what I do. But they're sure they have the right distribution list.
What do you do?
Well, usually I delete the email.
Do you believe that people are more vulnerable now than they were maybe 3 years ago?
Oh, yes, I do think so. And I think that organizations that offer networking opportunities or exposure opportunities, They're always out there, but I think they're more desperate, and I think they see that other that the small businesses are more desperate and that they need to get in front of the right people. But determining which organizations or websites or networking events or social networking sites are the best for you is that's critical, not just, you know, taking on or joining any one of them that comes to you.
So how do you do that? How do you qualify an event or an organization or a site or a community? How do you qualify a community? Maybe that's the best way to say it.
Well, it takes a little bit of work, but in my new book, The 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses, I go through a few exercises. But just some basic pointers are to be sure that you spend your networking time, effort, money with people who are really prospects or customers or clients. So that may mean that instead of joining a networking site, you join an organization that is a professional organization for your particular prospects or clients. And that could be the medical industry or manufacturing or real estate or a government agency, because there are so many organizations out there for professions or types of businesses.
I have long been a proponent and have told my audience as often as I could, find an organization that represents your industry and connect to it at least on some level, at least a little bit, if not national, statewide, if not statewide, regionally. And almost every organization like that has those kinds of layers of connectivity, don't they?
Oh, they do. And they normally will allow affiliates, and they may call them something other than affiliates, to be a participant. Then you still have to be diligent and is there a benefit to going to their event? Will you still get in front of your prospects? If you won't, then is there something you can learn that then you can use when you talk to your prospects or clients or that you can use to analyze and sell to them to identify their needs?
Well, and the thing, and of course, this is just one of the, this is the industry groups. These are the industry groups that you need to be thinking about. And there are also, centers of influence and referral groups that you need to be involved with. And then there are also the groups that will maybe connect you directly to customers. And when we come back, I want to talk about that with Janet. And I also want to get her to help us make sure that we're spending the right amount of time in the social media sites without neglecting the original social media, which is face-to-face. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, broadcasting live from Birmingham, Alabama. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.